goes near, the song of praise comes from Mary's heart and fills the soul. My soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. But somewhere between the excesses of the Mariality of Roman Catholicism and the minimalist of contemporary liberal Protestant theology, we seek to understand the meaning of these ancient words of praise from the mother of Jesus of Nazareth. Perhaps, as biblical scholar Raymond Brown pointed out, we must simply obey Luke's injunction, all generations shall call her blessed. All generations. Time and again in Scripture, we find the people of God in despair, anxious, their condition perilous. In those moments, God calls out spokespersons to whisper in your ears, I will bring you good news of great joy. In exile, such a voice was heard. A prophet, Isaiah by name, the Spirit of the Lord Yahweh is upon me. Yahweh has anointed me, sent me to bring good tidings. God sent the prophet to proclaim, declare, bind up, comfort. It's the building of salvation. A great transformation is destined to take place. Or you may be in exile now, captives, bound, heartbroken, wounded. But listen, God's day of vengeance is near, is upon you. Now remember, vengeance in Hebrew means the restoration of wholeness, shalom, peace. It is the work of God who loves justice and hates violence. It is assured by a covenant of promise, and Christians believe it. Mary believed. The Song of Mary recalls the promises of God from generation to generation. No ashes. My friends, there will be flower garlands. No mourning. There will be oil to soothe. No fainting spirits. There will be mantles to wear. Line by line, we hear the words of the psalmists and prophets of another mother, Hannah. Like Elizabeth, she was barren, past the age of childbearing. She accompanied her husband to the temple to pray. But she was convinced that God would provide her with a child. During a prayer session, the prophet Eli was there. And he was so impressed with her faith that he joined her. The son came. Samuel was his name. And Hannah took Samuel to the temple and sang a song of praise to God, a Magnificat. It could have been sung by Elizabeth. Mary, an unmarried young woman, a virgin, the impossible is possible with God. An angel of the Lord whispered to Mary, I will bring you good tidings of great joy. You shall conceive and bear a son. His name shall be Emmanuel, God with us. There it is. The astounding claim of Christian faith, an enacted promise. And Mary must have wondered, what child will this become? As all mothers do. Cynthia Jarvis asks, consider mothers in barrios, conceiving offspring and disappearing futures. Mothers in tenements crouching low to bring forth babies hooked from birth for life. Mothers whose disease unaided in their children's blood weakened defenses. You see, the angel Gabriel failed to mention all of them. Consider Mary, what could be seen was simply this, a maiden slightly mad by way of angel voices, a child in darkness born without a father's name. Consider Mary, can any mother ever speak her heart in fact? The truth be told, who would believe? The nations would be saved, the hungry fed, the lowly lifted up, the mighty brought low. He was given to contend against the evidence at hand. He was born to make us trust, believe. Marios and tenements were no mere facts, but telling him, behold, Emmanuel. And today people sing, our eyes was blind, we couldn't see, we didn't know who he was, sweet little Jesus boy. For in this age of modernity, eyebrows are raised. Bishop Sprong and his ilk claim, say what? Silly millions believe this myth.
False naked Miley's wannabe dance around crucifixes. Her folks sign in on Ashley Madison. Her innocents are murdered in their homes. Diversity at work. Evil cares not for sex, age, beliefs, or national origin. Political ethics plays out in New York State or Illinois with years in prison. Pastoral theologian Thomas Oden made a confession. He said, you know, I used to be focused upon humanistic psychology. But now by personal reflection, it occurs in the light of Jesus Christ and you in whom humanity is realized. You see, the shift is away from Freudian, Rogerian, or Nietzschean ethics, individual self-actualization, narcissistic self-expression. Now it's moral excellence, covenant community. One says, I've learned nothing more valuable than confessing my sin and receiving God's mercy daily. But Odin's confession has not universally accepted and received in academia. In our culture, it seems that the most successful churches are those that resemble shopping malls. A megachurch with a single sacred canopy, something for everyone. Oxygen Media, if you're familiar with that, features a new show called Rich in Faith. They have co-pastors Rich Wilkerson, of Wilkerson fame, and Dawn Scherer, founding a new church called VOUS, V-O-U-S, VOUS. That's French for you, as I remember. It has music and dance and strobe lights and fog machines, appealing to their generation. Well, he's kind of famous. He married Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, if that makes anyone famous. When I moved from here to Scottsdale, we had a home near a church. And the church was fashioned after that pyramid that appears on your dollar bill. It looked just like it. And every Sunday, the pastor would come out, and he would stand in the center of the chancel. Except he wouldn't stand there, the chancel would be empty, and all of a sudden fog would fill the sanctuary, and he would rise from below. I was thinking of talking to the property committee about that. Jess Moody's church in Simi Valley dropped all those standard terms of Christian theology and all that justification, sanctification. Everyone got a quickscan Bible with essential passages in bold type. It's a church where people are accepted as they are. There's no do's or don'ts. As one member put it, all our relatives wish they had a church like ours. They never talk about money. We are the guiltless children of God. Instead of fitting a religion, I found a religion to fit me. One critic concluded, in efforts to accommodate clergy airbrush sin out of their language, now only mistakes to be put behind them. Therapy for spiritual discernment. Appealing to a nurturing God who helps people cope. Heaven, by their creed, is never heaven to say no to themselves. Friends, God whispers to you this morning. I bring you good tidings of great joy. Holy is God's name. His mercy is for those who fear, awed before his presence. God has shown and scattered and brought and filled and sent and helped. See, Mary's song is in the past tense. The way of the people of God is to celebrate the future as memory, to praise God for having done what yet lies before us to do. God's people parade before they march. But without a song of praise on our lips and from our hearts, the noblest efforts to effect justice in society are simply arrogant projects, messianic moves by one group or another to compete for their 15 minutes of fame. Ted Calloway in his autobiography wrote, women, horses, cars, clothes, I did it all. I had it my way. You know what that's called? It's called living. With God's whisper touching our hearts, we say, people, those I liked and those I didn't, the homeless, the helpless, the naked, the hungry, the lonely, the unloved, the drug addicted, the aid afflicted, I did what I could. You know what that's called? It's called loving. Mary modeled humility. She answered God's call without a doubt. She modeled an ability to ponder the mysteries of God and the true
newness of life in heart and mind. She modeled a spirit-driven life of faithfulness. And there at the foot of the cross, she remained when his dream team fled. Listen, friends, here. This morning, I bring you good tidings of a great joy. It's not about Mary. It's about God, for whom nothing is impossible. For the God of grace chooses the ordinary persons to fill his purposes. God speaks and comes to birth in us, members of a new creation. With Pogo, we say, them or us. God has chosen each one of us, favored each one of us, graced each one of us, spoken his word over each one of us, descended upon each one of us, conceived Christ within us. Like Mary, you and I are God bearers. We have extraordinary privileges. Oh, perhaps significant hardship, enormous burden, like the genocide in the Middle East today. But hear this. Jesus said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Today we join that great cloud of witnesses from generation to generation. Remember, blessed are those who believe that what the Lord has said will be accomplished. So let your lives sing, my soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in my Savior. And then receive